For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
So waking up before the sun is not one of the easiest things to do. Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Ever since I started doing the morning show, it's been rough having to get up that early. And sleep deprivation, big part of it, with not only the time change, but also the kiddos at home. They're little. They don't sleep great. So the other day, my alarm goes off. I'm getting up, getting ready for work, kind of groggy, trying to, you know, just power through. Come on, you know, get dressed, brush my teeth, do the whole morning routine, jump in the truck, start driving, kind of zigzag my way out of the neighborhood, get on the freeway. And as I'm driving, I'm realizing not as many cars on the road as there normally are. So I continue to drive, really think nothing of it. I kind of glance down at my phone to see what song I'm going to listen to next, when all of a sudden, I see that the date says Saturday. We don't work on Saturdays. I was so upset that I, one of my 2 days off, that I had gotten up that early. Not only gotten up, but started driving to work. That's got to be sleep deprivation at its finest, right? Well, here's the thing. I need you to make me feel better. Tell me that you have had these same wacky moments by not getting enough sleep. Tell me, what was your craziest sleep-deprived moment? I want to hear them. You can chime in at 1-888-431-3764. When you don't get enough sleep, life tends to get a little wacky. You're sleep-deprived. You start doing some weird things. Myself, I tend to drive to work on the weekends when I don't work, which is a little frustrating, also a little concerning that that has happened. David in Mentone, what happened when you were sleep-deprived?
Well, drive home, back in the driveway, turn off the truck, and wake up 3 hours later.
So you just knocked out right there in the driveway.
Yep.
was the truck running?
No, I barely shut it off, and that's the last thing I remember.
Well, I'm glad you shut it off, because with the gas prices and where they're at, that would have been a nightmare had you woken up and the car was running the whole time.
No gas this time.
Preston in San Bernardino, you ever have any sleep deprivation moments?
Oh, yeah, I work at home. I'm a wreck, brother. You know, my wife would be like, you know, the other day you were sleeping with your shoe, and I was like, what? I was like wondering why it smelled in the bedroom. I was like, well, I figured you didn't clean up right. I mean,
you were just cuddling the shoe?
I guess. That's important to her.
It's not fun being sleep deprived. It's Kelly and Anthony. Sometimes you do just the wackiest things when you don't get enough sleep. My biggest thing over the weekend, I started driving in Saturday morning. I'm looking around. I'm like, how come there's not a lot of cars on the road? Well, because everyone else was asleep, getting ready to enjoy their weekend. And I was just, you know, taking a nice little drive to the office. This text message coming in from the 951 says, after I had my first daughter, I went to wash my breast pump and I forgot to take the motor out. Needless to say, I broke my $300 pair of breast pumps. We're in the middle of that. With a newborn, I know how expensive that stuff can be. Not a good feeling to ruin that right off the bat. Also not good to fall asleep while you're driving. Albert on our Facebook page chimed in saying, I was driving the U-Haul on the I-5 coming back home from San Diego. I was so tired, I fell asleep while driving. Luckily, the other three vehicles that were following me were just a few miles behind and had woken me up. Also didn't help that my co-pilot also fell asleep. That is extremely scary and dangerous. Co-pilot, that one, I think that one falls on you the most.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.